All right, welcome back to another episode of Millennialism with me, Adam, and who are you?
Katie
Hanaby. How's everything? How's your day going?
Everything's great. You know, another Tuesday in COVID times. How about you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Just a bit tired, but nothing that should affect this podcast.
Yeah, I feel a little guilty. It's 5:15 New York time, which means that it's what, 11:15 Sweden time.
Yeah.
I always stay up late. It's my bad.
I would be up anyway. Describe New York today. What's going on? How does the city look? What does the city look like?
It's a beautiful day. It's officially the first day of fall. It's exciting because anybody that's ever been to New York knows that the winters and the summers are fundamentally brutal, and there's about 4 weeks of every year that's nice, which is the 2 weeks of spring and the 2 weeks of fall. So currently we are in the 2 weeks of nice fall weather. So it's very pleasant.
What are your fall plans, if you have any?
Well, I am moving apartments in a week, so that's exciting. And other than that, you know, going to have my one pumpkin spice latte for the season. Hate every second of it, but do my due diligence. And then other than that, you know, probably stay inside a lot because it's starting to get cold and we can't socialize indoors. How about you? How's Sweden?
I mean, it's getting really cold. We're way ahead of New York, I think. It feels like winter here almost. It's getting pretty bad. It's getting dark. It's getting darker every day. But you know,
what is the earliest time that it gets dark in Sweden?
The earliest, it should be the day before Christmas. So I don't know. The sun sets like where I live. It probably sets around 4 p.m.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Yeah, but we'll talk more about that in December, I guess. So the kind of topic that I've been like thinking about for the past few days have been the evolution of socializing, the evolution of kind of hanging out, and not like as it relates to, you know, social distancing times, but just like as we grow older. I was just last week, I hung out with a couple of friends. And it's very rare that I just go home to someone and just hangs out there with no dinner or anything. We just sit there and socialize. And then I was driving to my mom's place and I saw like a group of kids in the city. They were just like standing in the middle of a city square and hanging out. And I just saw myself in them because that's what we used to do. We used to, even when we were like, I don't know, 12, 13, we used to just go to like a playground and just stand there and just talk. So that's been on my mind and everything in between that and now. So I was just curious to ask you as well, like, what does being social mean to you now?
I mean, definitely an interesting question. You prompted me to think about it a few days ago. And I think the immediate thing I thought of was like how hanging out evolves as you get older, and then the second layer of that being like, what does hanging out look like in COVID times? Because pre-COVID times, as I'm sure you will resonate with, having lived in New York for a period of time, you are kind of constantly having to make plans because your life is so busy. So you kind of center seeing people around times when you're going to make a plan, like, let's go get dinner or let's go see a movie, or like you're always planning to do a thing. And I think that's also just something that happens as you get busier when you get older, kind of transitioning out of college. But I think the interesting thing now with COVID is that those occasions when you would meet up with someone are kind of less in existence. So hanging out is definitely becoming more of like, oh, like, do you want to just come and like hang out on my front lawn 6 feet apart from me? Like, there's no like activity to be done other than just seeing each other, which definitely feels way more like high school times.
Yeah. Were you a social kid? Like, did you hang out a lot with friends and stuff?
I went to a pretty small high school. There was only like 150 of us in the grade, but I had
In London?
Back in London. Nice. Back with all my American friends in London. Nice. But we would have like a small group, and I don't know about you, but like me and my high school friends would just kind of hang out all the time, like all weekend, after school, as much as possible. Is that what you guys would do?
I don't know, like, just like hanging out, it always seemed like something other people were doing and not me. I don't know, I was just always, after school, I was just always like doing my sport. Mm-hmm. And on the weekends, I played like tournaments and I mean, at nights.
Oh, you like, were so dedicated. You missed out on your childhood, Adam.
Actually, yeah. I mean, I missed out on like so many parties in high school. It wasn't really like until like my last year that I actually like started going out like a lot. The last 6 months of high school was pretty intense, but not until I like turned 18, I think. Before that, I don't know. It seemed like some friends, any friend who didn't play a sport or whatever, they just hung out. And I never really like experienced that, I think, in high school.
Do you feel like you missed out on something special about being a kid?
Maybe. I mean, it looks nice, but at the same time, like, I'm pretty happy that I kept myself occupied with something that gave me a lot. It also took a lot, but it gave me a lot of like friends and also just kept me away of maybe something worse. But I mean, I think in college, like when I moved in with friends, that's when I first started like hanging out with people, because then, you know, you live together. So we would just, after we were done, came home, like after we were done with homework or whatever, we would just like sit and watch The Office or something. And I think that's like, and just talk for like a few hours.
I feel like that's what makes those like younger friendships feel so special, because you just become really comfortable with being in the person's company, as opposed to like having to do things to like entertain you both. And you can just, you just enjoy being around the other person, the same way that when you're in a relationship, when you get older and you just spend like weekends together, but you don't have to always be doing things. It's just like, it's like this other level of kind of like intimacy that you have with like a friend in your like your high school, college days, that I just think it's really hard to build as an adult.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know, like it's not like my life is super exciting or anything, but I feel like I always have so much planned. So whenever I don't have anything planned, like I don't want to plan anything else. I just don't want to do anything. So yeah. Are you the same way?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I try to keep busy, but then on the days when I don't have things planned, it's nice to just like have time to do whatever you want. But very often on those days, I'll like invite a friend to come and do nothing with me, if that makes sense. So yeah. Like if I have like errands like, to run.
Yeah, but it seems like you're good at, also good, like from the brief time that we've lived together, I feel like you're good at just hanging out with people. Like you always had like fun plans. Just whatever it was, like going for a drink or just meeting someone in the park, whatever.
Yeah, I thank you. That's nice to hear. I think that it's important as an adult to not put too much pressure on yourself to constantly be like doing things and like spending loads of money on like activities. And like, if you have a friend that you just want to like hang out with, like, why can't you just, you know, do something chill, like go grab a glass of wine at like your local bar or go to the park. But I also want to caveat that I feel like in adult friendships, it's so much about proximity, because the friends that I had, like when we lived together, we would just like hang out all the time because we were like just together and we were like, oh, want to go do this thing? And you're like, sure. The same way that if I have a friend that lives like two streets over, I can just text them and be like, hey, you home? Like, let's go do something because we're both free. Whereas if it's like, oh, you live on the Upper West Side and I live in Brooklyn, it takes us 50 minutes to get to each other. Okay, we have to like actually plan it. And then it feels like we should like make more of a thing out of it than just like doing nothing.
Yeah. Do you prefer like planning hanging out or just having it be spontaneous?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I feel like when it's spontaneous, it's harder to feel fair. if that makes sense. Like when you're an adult, especially, and you're like not in school, you have friends from like many different aspects of your life. Like you have your work friends, and then you have your roommates, and then you have like the friends that you met through your pottery class or whatever, who may not all be part of the same friend group. So you feel like you have to like divvy up your time in like a semi-equal manner. But at the same time, so that does require planning. But I think that those like more spontaneous hangouts are like a really nice way just to like be with someone, be present with them, and like, because you're in the mood to hang out. There's nothing worse than when you have plans in the books for like 2 weeks and then the day comes and you're like, oh, the last thing I want to do is go and do this thing. And it's nothing about the person. It's 100% to do with like everything else. And maybe you're just tired or work was shit or whatever. But that's the worst, because then you feel guilty for canceling. At least I
was,
do.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking the same thing. It should be like socially acceptable to just not show up.
Flat out, like, stand your friend up at the bar, just be like, actually, I'm just not gonna come.
No, but I mean, there should be like a word that you can just text or call and say to your friend to let them know, like, that would be okay, that you can use like a number of, maybe a specific like number of times in a year. Like, let's say you have 10 like free passes off or something like that.
No, I think having a code word would be great, because there's nothing worse than being like, am I honest and just going to tell the person that I just don't feel like hanging out? Or do I have to come up with an excuse? Do I lie? Like, imagine if you just texted someone like watermelon and they just immediately knew it was like, oh, she's just like having a shitty day. And you didn't have to like get into it. You didn't have to explain yourself. And your friends just knew that it was like nothing personal. That would be great.
Yeah, because if you write like, sorry about today, like I can't show up, I had a shitty day at work, then they will reply like, oh, I'm so sorry, what happened? But that's the thing,
I know
it should be just watermelon, and then you have no explanation needed. That'd be nice. I'm gonna implement that in my friend group.
Okay, I'm going to try that too. But then I think there needs to be, maybe I'll just like post it on my Instagram and just say like, if I ever text you watermelon pre-plans, it means A, I'm not going to show up, and B, it's nothing to do with you, I'm just having a shitty day, and C, don't ask me why.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think like when I was younger, a few years ago, I think I had a bigger issue with like, if someone like canceled plans. But the older I get and the more shit that life throws at me, I feel like it's more, I don't care as much, because I know that if someone like cancels plans, it's because of that something happened, because I rarely like make plans with people that I'm not close with, and I know that they wouldn't just like stand me up for the, you know, because of me. It would be because something happened or they had a shitty day.
Yeah.
So I've gotten better at accepting that, you know, or forgiving people
about
for that.
You, Adam.
I know.
Stop being so self-centered, God.
I know, I can't help it.
No, but it's definitely true. And like, I think that it's easy. And I think this is something that a lot of kids go through when they're coming out of college, where it's like, you're so used to seeing your friends a certain amount of time during the week. Like, I mean, you're constantly friends when you're in school, like you're living together, you're going to class together, you're doing sports together, and then you leave school and all of a sudden you have like this whole new responsibility, which is like being an adult and like having a job, and you feel like you're losing that connection with people because you don't get to spend as much just like general time with them. But then I think as you get older, you realize like it's not necessarily the quantity, it's the quality. And I do think that's where the having a really fun plan versus just hanging out thing kind of falls on, it like does different, it accomplishes different things in a friendship. Like just having downtime and getting to enjoy each other's company is like really great. And it gives you like the space to talk about things and really catch up and like just enjoy each other's company and like have fun. But then like doing fun activities is also a great way to like bond and like have like things to talk about in the future. And they just serve like different purposes with friends when you become an adult.
Well, how did you hang out with your friends in London when you were a kid?
In London?
Yeah.
I would say, I don't want this to come across as any type of way, but like me and my friends like to party quite a lot in high school. So our weekend calendar would often be like drinking on a Friday, hanging out during the day on Saturday, going to another party Saturday night, being incredibly hungover all day Sunday, and then talking about everything that happened that past weekend on Monday morning. But we spent a lot happened, of time. Katie? Those are stories for another day, okay. But there are definitely plenty to share. But I feel like what was really great about my group of friends is that we kind of all just be in each other's company, no pressure. Like we would very often spend Sundays just like we would always go to Starbucks to get our morning coffee, and then we would go back to one of my friend's house and quite often just like watch movies all day or just like generally like chat about everything that's going on. My friends that actually did their homework would probably go home and do their homework at some point on Sunday, but I did not do that.
Nice. But yeah. That's like, you're the kind of person that I look to, like that I was jealous at in high school. It looked so nice to do that. Like I didn't do that until college, like where you were like a group of friends. Like in college we used to, yeah, we went out. I'm not gonna lie, we partied pretty hard sometimes. But exactly. And our house that I lived in was kind of the meeting point for like our friend group and a lot of other people's from time to time. And we used to go out and then everyone kind of came back there, and we also had like a fire pit in our backyard, and everyone came back there, just had like one more beer, went to sleep. And every morning, like every Saturday or Sunday morning when you woke up, there would always be there would always be like someone new sleeping on our couch. You never knew.
Hopefully people that you knew, right?
Well, sometimes not. Like, yeah, but sometimes really? Not. Sometimes it was like someone's hometown friend that we had no idea were staying over. Whatever. But it was always nice. Like the next day, like everyone would come down, like have breakfast pretty late, and then we'd just like, you know, we'd do something, and then we'd just like sit down, and just talk about the night before, kind of review everything, and then like do the same thing the next night.
And, I mean, one of my favorite memories from like this past, well, like from the past year, was when we were living together in Williamsburg, and I, through that dinner party, I made a British Sunday roast for a group of friends, which was quite hilarious because our apartment was approximately the size of a shoebox, and I don't remember how many people it was. I want to say 10, sitting around that tiny table. And that was such a great balance in my eyes of like, it was a moment that brought a lot of people together, but you know, we ate dinner and then we just hung out and talked and like played games until 2 a.m., which was really nice because there was no pressure to like, for people to leave. It wasn't like rowdy in any way. It was just like good, wholesome hangout fun as adults, which was,
yeah, it was such a good night.
That was really fun.
Besides the stove catching fire.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
except for that part. Thank goodness we had big, strong men who could be firemen for the day.
You're welcome. Yeah, but how do you think, like, because you've been living in New York now for the past 5 years, and before that, you spent some time in New Zealand, like 3 years, and then you're from England. Do you think there's a difference between like how you hung out in, let's maybe like now when you go back to England, do you feel like there's people there hang out in a different way than in New York?
I don't know about in Sweden, but I feel like pub culture in England is very influential in how people like meet up with their friends, because pub culture is like so informal and very just like kind of like whimsical, like, oh, let's just head down to the pub after work. Whereas like in New York, everything equally revolves around drinking as it seems to in most major cities, but it's much more like formal because you have to go to a bar. There's like I don't know, it just always felt more like, always felt less spontaneous here for some reason. And I feel like also just because my experience has been as an adult in New York and as a kid in England, whenever I go back to England to visit, it feels much more like I'm on vacation. So I don't know if that's actually accurate. What about in Sweden? What do you guys do?
Well, as I said, I don't hang out. I'm kidding.
You do hang out.
Yeah, I do. No, but, well, it's kind of similar here. Like, we have, I think a lot of people meet up at pubs. Like, I'm kind of over going to clubs. I think I got my fair share in college, and I just got tired of it. But I love meeting up friends, like, at a bar, just having a few beers. But I've been, like, thinking about that because I have some friends that I mean, anytime I'm, like, hanging out with them, we always meet up at a bar where we meet at their place and, like, have a glass of wine. Like, it always kind of surrounds around, like, alcohol. And then I have other friends where I never drink with them when I'm hanging out, like, unless we decide to have, like, dinner or something together. But if we're just hanging out, like, we never drink. And it's pretty interesting, like, how with some of your friends, it feels, like, more natural to just go have a beer. Like, I don't know what else I would do with them. Like, because the only thing we do is just sit and talk. And, like, I don't know, I feel like the bar setting is a better place for that than just in someone's apartment.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wonder if, like, people are really into, I don't know, fitness maybe, if they just, like, socialize at the gym with people, or if they meet up and have drinks as well. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me and my friends used to, like, go to SoulCycle together in New York.
Yeah.
But that was kind of just because it was, like, a shared thing that we all enjoyed doing, and we just did it in each other's company. But I wouldn't exactly classify that as, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Although the post-workout smoothies definitely were a hangout sesh.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing here. Like, I have a group of friends. We play paddle tennis. And,
ooh,
like, after we just, like, sit down in the couches and just talk. And I think that's where the social aspect comes in. I feel like I want to become a person who's more, hangs out more in, like, a fitness setting. Like, when we used to go boxing together at Overthrow, like, that was so nice because we just, like, the walk there, it's just like a 10-minute walk, but it was nice. And then, like, warming up and then getting really sweaty and almost throwing up, and then just, like, sitting down after together, just sharing that brutal workout experience.
Yeah, it's definitely a bonding experience when you go through something hard with someone, like boxing. But yeah, I feel like that's, and it's interesting how that's going to change now. Like, I used to love going on runs together. That was always really fun because you get the dual benefit of having someone that's going to, like, help motivate you and hold you accountable, and then also just have someone's company who you enjoy spending time with. And those, like, pre and post workout times were always really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, anything else about hanging out?
Not really. Being an adult is weird. Just, like, as an overarching premise. And, like, I feel like I talk about this a lot with, like, or I talked about it a lot with my younger sister when she was transitioning out of school into, like, the working world, that it's an awkward transition. Having friendships as an adult is, like, a whole other thing versus having friendships, like, as a kid. And, like, figuring out how to socialize with your friends takes a long time. I feel like I didn't really have a handle on it as an adult until, like, last year. And now that COVID's hit, it's a whole new ball game again. But I definitely feel like if anyone's coming out of college and kind of not knowing how to navigate the world of friendships in adulthood and how to hang out with people, it's just something that you have to kind of figure out with time, and you're never doing it too little or too much. It's whatever feels right to you.
Do you ever worry about, like, when all your friends are going to start getting married and having kids, about being the one who's not getting married and having kids, and never have anyone to hang out with because all of them will just be busy with their kids and husbands and wives.
That is a very interesting point. And it's something that I talked a lot about with my friend who is a bit older than me. She's like in her mid-30s. And how she was saying that like her life, she was in London, her life in London completely changed like when all of her friends started getting married and having kids and she didn't do the same thing. But I think definitely like it's not a concern necessarily, more so than I think as you get older, you become just generally busier and also more comfortable in your own company. So it's just about, again, quantity over quality over quantity when it comes to hanging out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have that concern?
It's not really a concern that I've had before. I think adult friendships might even like suit me better than just like hanging out, because every time like I hang out for too long, even like in college when we were just like watching movies all day, when like after a party, and like even if we were hungover, I always felt like I was just wasting time. And I think in adult friendships, like when your friends start getting married and having kids, it's more like, all right, you're invited to our house for dinner and drinks, and it'll be next Friday this time. And like, all right, I'm going to be like, all right, that works perfectly for me. And then I'll schedule that and I'll know that. And it's kind of nice. Yeah, well, with some things, like I'm very spontaneous with some things and very like structured and organized with others.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
It is weird, like when you're a kid, you feel like you have all the time in the world. And then as an adult, you realize how finite time really is. And so having more control over how you spend it, who you spend it with, what you do with that time, it's more important. It just gets more and more important. So I definitely think that's kind of like the core of this transition, is that I think if you ask most people, like getting to just hang out with your friends at this age is kind of more a luxury than anything. And it's something I'm sure a lot of people wish they could do more of. At least I do. I wish I could just like hang out with my friends all the time. But
I know, it would be
at
nice.
The same time, it's not realistic. So wishful thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I always feel like I have too little time. Like I feel like I'm always in a rush and I'm never on time for anything. Except for jobs, if someone who's want to hire me listens.
I feel like you were always very timely. You were always at least 1 minute late to our 6 a.m. morning runs, but never more than that.
I know, but I'm never like a lot late. I'm always just like right on time or just a little bit too late.
Time is a luxury.
Yeah. Katie Hanaby, 2020.
Soundbite.
Yeah.
Pull that.
That's gonna make us go viral.
I definitely think this is
new guru.
Yes. Anybody that wants to hear the wisdom of the world, just come to me.
Yeah, you have a lot of stories and wisdom to share.
Speaking of the value of time, you have to go to bed because it's late, and I have to go back to work, unfortunately.
Yes.
But this was a fun conversation. Thanks for talking about this topic in particular, and excited for next week's.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Day off in Kyoto.